But your vice presidential pick wants to recall the Moderna vaccine. That's the one I got.
She's not going to...
Well, do you agree with that? Recall it.
I think I think those vaccines need to... We need to have, again, true double-blind placebo-controlled trials on that. There's 25% of Americans who believe that they know somebody who was killed by a COVID vaccine.
Killed?
Killed. 25% of Americans, 52% of Americans believe that the vaccines are causing injuries, including death. 52%. If you look at the clinical trial studies, the actual studies that were done that were released of the Pfizer vaccine, Moderna has not released it. If you look at the Pfizer vaccine, there were 22,000 people in the placebo group, 22,000 people who got the actual vaccine. And the people who got the vaccine had a 23% higher death rate from all causes at the end of that study.
But that could not be the disease itself?
No, well...
Because we know that...
If it is, then the vaccine doesn't work, does
well,
it?
Well, it's early... Well, no, that's not... That's not true at all. And I'm somebody who did not want the vaccine and didn't think I should have been made to get it. But it does work.
Wait a minute.
Work in the sense that if you were... Many people who would have died because they were not in good health. It killed mostly the obese and the very elderly. Okay? Those people are alive today, I think, because of the vaccine. I think that's the truth. Does it also have complications? Yes. I mean, anecdotally, I've not heard about one out of four people dying, but I know a lot of people who've had issues. Yes.
Dying.
But they could have had worse issues if they got the disease. That's the thing. Medicine is always... So I just am for... Let's make it a case-by-case basis. Certainly.
Yeah, well, I agree with that, too. I believe that people want a vaccine, that they should be able to get it. I'm not anti-vaccine. What I say is that...
Well, people think you are.
Well, I know, but that's because I'm called that because it's a way of silencing me. But I have said for 17 years, I'm not anti-vaccine. I just want good science. I want people should be able to make informed choices. I am against vaccine mandates.
I am too.
Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, and I doubt this is going to surprise many of you, but Americans' perception of the pharmaceutical industry, let's just say it's actually at its lowest point ever. That according to the latest Gallup Industry Reputation Poll, which surveyed people across the country throughout August on how they viewed our nation's leading industries. Now, that survey found that just 18% of Americans have a positive view of Big Pharma, while a record high 60% view it negatively. It's all part of a larger process known as delegitimization, where trust and confidence in our public institutions has been on a downward spiral now for the last several years. And it's no surprise as to why Big Pharma is experiencing this crisis of legitimacy. Many people believe that the pharmaceutical industry has actually been benefiting and profiteering from the sickness of Americans, particularly the American middle class. Now, does this make people with such concerns anti-medicine? No. How about anti-science? No. But for the first time in decades, it looks like a significant majority of the population is waking up and are beginning to ask Big Pharma some very difficult questions. But precisely because we live in a kind of neo-feudalized society structured by top-down expert systems, the narrative is that you're not allowed to ask questions. And that's, of course, because you don't have the competence or the credentials for understanding what's really at stake here. And those who persist on asking questions, they're dismissed as, of course, what else? Conspiracy theorists. Well, unfortunately for those dismissals, more people than ever are asking questions of the pharmaceutical companies, especially now that they're pushing a 2-for-1 vaccine with the flu season right at your doorstep. Joining me today to help think through these things, Dr. Harvey Riesch. Dr. Riesch is an epidemiologist, professor emeritus at Yale, my old stomping grounds in New Haven, and one of the many amazing doctors on staff at The Wellness Company. Many of you enjoyed Dr. Kelly Victory from The Wellness Company. He was on our program a few weeks back. And I'll say this, you know, if we all only knew about Dr. Riesch's work and all the amazing products at The Wellness Company, we would all be in a much better place when it comes to our health and what we may or may not be injecting into our bodies. But it is not too late. If you're a listener to the show, you get an exclusive discount when you use promo code TURLEY at checkout. The products at The Wellness Company, gang, can literally save you and your family from having to rely on big pharma profiting from your sickness. So, Dr. Riesch, welcome. It's an honor to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Well, thank you for coming. So, we are coming up to what's historically known as flu season, and it does seem we're seeing something new here. We're seeing a new flu plus COVID 2-in-1 vaccine, as I understand it. And I know you've been on the front lines of this from the very beginning, and I thank you for taking a very bold and courageous stance. Can you give us a sense of what's really going on here with these 2-in-1 vaccines?
Well, in my opinion, this is a 0-in-1 vaccine, but I'll get to that. What's happened is that this vehicle of the mRNA methodology for vaccines is now metastasizing because it's faster to develop these kinds of products. The regulation for them is abysmal. And so they get into the marketplace and have potential for sales. And that's what it drives, of course, all of the pharma industry. It's long lost its credibility for actually trying to help people. Now, what has occurred in this vaccine is two components: the COVID component, which we're used to, the essentially failed mRNA vaccine for COVID, along with an mRNA vaccine for the flu. And what's remarkable now in the approval is that this combined vaccine was not tested on people to see if the people benefited. It was tested on people to see if they make antibodies. Now, you have to understand that a surrogate endpoint like antibodies used to have some plausibility as far as efficacy of a vaccine in preventing infection or spread. That is no longer the case. We know, for example, that the flu vaccines in the regular types of killed or attenuated virus vaccines have lost their efficacy over the last 10 or 15 years, each year progressively on average, losing a few percents. Now the efficacy of the standard flu vaccines are in the 30 or 40% range at best, which is not a great response.
Right.
However, we also know that those vaccines make antibodies. You give them, people make antibodies. And the test that the FDA relied upon to approve the current combined flu COVID mRNA vaccine used antibodies as the endpoint. Well, so they compared the combined vaccine to the existing flu vaccines in the normal fashion. So no placebo, no control without a vaccine, only the standard flu vaccine versus the new mRNA flu vaccine. And there were two flu vaccines that they used depending on age, but that's really immaterial. What they found is that both the flu vaccine people and the mRNA flu vaccine people made antibodies. Well, good. But those antibodies are useless in the regular flu vaccine, and therefore there's no evidence that the mRNA antibodies are going to do anything different than the regular flu vaccine antibodies, meaning probably another useless vaccine in the marketplace.
Why such shoddy testing?
Because it lets the FDA have theater that it did something to approve a product that allows it to comply with pharma's wishes and make it look like it's doing something for the population that it is supposed to serve.
Now, do you think is this sort of new technology, is it being revealed to people when they're getting a flu shot?
Probably not. They should know already that the COVID vaccine is an mRNA vaccine that they don't need, and that's lost efficacy. Essentially, more or less never prevented the spread of the infection. Within the first 6 months, it did a little bit. After that, it's been a useless vaccine for preventing spread. It's unclear whether it prevents hospitalization or mortality. That's somewhat controversial, but the evidence isn't strong. And so, and by the time people are taking their fourth, fifth, sixth dose of that vaccine, instead of making antibodies that neutralize the virus, they start making antibodies that coat the virus and protect it from being neutralized, so-called IgG4 antibodies of tolerance. That just is counterproductive to helping people survive the infection and leads to people more easily getting infected with more vaccine doses, as the large Cleveland Clinic study showed a couple of years ago.
And that seems to have been playing out in the general population, as we're seeing. The more vaxxed, the more they're getting it, right? Can you explain, just I do get questions about this periodically, about mRNAs. Maybe just a nice little precis of what is an mRNA and what are some of the controversies behind it?
Well, the mRNA vaccine is a string of genetic material that codes for the spike protein that's enveloped in a lipid nanoparticle, which is a fatty substance, circular envelope, approximately. That substance, when it comes in contact with a cell of the body, merges with the cell. And when it merges with the cell, that means it opens up, and the contents of the lipid nanoparticle, meaning the genetic sequence, the genetic string, is opened into the cytoplasm, the liquid contents of the cell. In that location, it's able to use the cell's machinery that converts these genetic strings into proteins. And so the cell, seeing mRNA in its cytoplasm, doesn't think that's anything different than the normal mRNA that comes out of the nucleus of the cell, and therefore makes protein out of it, which is a spike protein. And that spike protein then gets extravasated, meaning it's expressed on the surface of that cell, and it also goes off into the bloodstream and does what the spike protein does. And that surface spike protein is sensed by the immune system, and the immune system says, oh, this is foreign, we have to make antibodies for it. It does so in an attempt to neutralize the spike protein and bind it up and float it away through the kidneys.
Yeah. So I take it you're a skeptic of this new 2-in-1 approach. The 0-in-1 gave it away, but obviously it doesn't sound like it's something you're recommending.
That would be correct. I'm not all that strong on the original type flu vaccines. However, they seem to be a lot less harmful than the COVID vaccines. And therefore, if a person is mandated by their employer to take it, it's not such a crucial issue. It's also a completed vaccine as opposed to the mRNA ones, which are genetic instructions. Therefore, it's a genetic type of vaccine, not a finished product as the original flu vaccines are.
Can you tell us a bit about the, you have this wonderful product called the Contagion Kit at the Wellness Company. And again, I'm such a huge fan of the Wellness Company. I love how it basically frees you from the corporatist medicine that's rising at the technical larger term is neo-feudalism, which is a very interesting term in and of itself. But can you tell us a bit about this Contagion Kit and how people can use this kit really as a solution this flu season and in the future?
Well, the Contagion Kit was designed to have a number of antibiotics in it to cover a whole range of infection, not just flu or COVID, but skin infections and other respiratory infections and bladder infections and so on. And there's full instructions in the kit to informing people how to understand what their symptoms are and whether the products would be useful in treating those symptoms, those infections, and to be in contact with doctors at the Wellness Company to make sure that they're using the kits appropriately. Now, the kits are sold with a consultation from the wellness company in order to be sure that the person wanting to purchase the kit is safe for the person to use, that they don't have any allergies or other contraindications to the medications in the kit. But in addition to that, that we have available doctors that are easily reachable through the wellness company scheduling on its website who can guide use of these antibiotics and so on. And the one benefit of the kit is that one does not have to wait 2 or 3 days to get the medications in order to start using them. When these infections occur and people become symptomatic, it is in a general principle of infectious disease that the sooner you treat, the better. And therefore, an immediate consultation, immediate recognition of symptoms, immediate recognition of the diagnosis of the illness promotes going to the right medication and starting it as soon as practicable. And having the kit on hand allows for that much faster than having to see a doctor, get a prescription, go to the pharmacy, have it filled, find out that the pharmacy doesn't have it and has to get it from another pharmacy and all of that.
It almost sounds so 1990s the way you're describing it there. It is stunning how our hyperconnectivity is just changing life in so many ways, especially with the rise of telemedicine and the like. And that's, I was going to ask you about that. That seems to be a very important part and an extremely fruitful part of the wellness company is its telemedicine side of things. And you have a number of doctors who are available that people can contact.
Yes, in general, appointments are available same day. I'd say 3/4 of them can be obtained on the same day within a few hours. And the doctors are quite good. They are generally physicians in clinical practice who are spending some to all of their time in telemedicine. And telemedicine, while not perfect for all kinds of medicine, certainly it's good at the diagnostic phase where the history of the illness tells a lot about what the diagnosis is likely to be. If an illness isn't clear from that history, the doctors will recommend laboratory tests, x-ray tests, and write prescriptions. And those prescriptions can be conveyed electronically to pharmacies of the patient's choosing or through the pharmacy by mail, which goes out generally the same day and is received by the next day. So this is a very practical, workable system that has been developed that allows people to get primary care, mostly primary care, online with face-to-face discussion with a physician. It's not email, you know, asynchronous contact. It's face-to-face.
Face-to-face. And I actually, when I was preparing for the interview today, I was thinking about this in relation to the doc strikes that were initiated today. I mean, making sure that you have your own medicines on site, not having to rely on the supply chain and the possible supply chain disruptions that we may be seeing, especially in the next couple of weeks. It's there's just something that you can't quite describe, the sense of security that you have when I know I have my own kit here. And when I see that kit, there's just something, there's a real confidence in knowing, okay, I'm not reliant on supply chain issues, especially given the crazy political situation that we're in today. And it just seems the wellness company really just resolves that, make sure it gives you a wonderful kit that you have on site. And then you have professional doctors to be able to talk to know how to use it.
That's right. I think that's a benefit of having things on hand before disruptions occur.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Gang, look, this is what I want you guys to do. Go to the link in the description below or scan the QR code on the screen and use promo code TURLEY, T-U-R-L-E-Y, at your checkout. And then what's going to happen is you're going to save $45 on your order, and you'll also get free shipping too. I love that. Like I said, I love the wellness company. These are all very, very courageous doctors who took a stand when, boy, I mean, talk about a Galileo movement. They really took a stand in an increasingly corporatist medical industry and its straitjackets and its intimidations and the like. And their products can literally save you and your family from having to rely on big pharma profiting from your sickness. So support medical freedom by clicking on that link or scanning the QR code on the screen and use promo code TURLEY for $45 off your order plus free shipping. Dr. Risch, thank you so much for taking some time to chat with us today.
My pleasure. It's been very fun. Thank you.